On March 15th, Supertrain Records will be releasing a new solo piano album by the Polish composer Zbigniew Preisner. I came to fall in love with Preisner's music in the 1990s for films such as Three Colors Red, The Double Life of Veronica, When a Man Loves a Woman, Secret Garden, all sorts of really cool things with haunting melodies, and they had this very particular recorded sound that I really responded to. Starting in 1997-98, while I was living in France, I saw a television commercial for a new album. Back in the days where you would see a TV commercial for a new album, for an album that he did called Requiem for My Friend, written for the death of the famous Polish film director Krzysztof Kieślowski, who did things like Decalogue and the Three Color series. This was followed soon thereafter by a solo piano album called 10 Easy Pieces for Solo Piano. In short, I fell in love with all of this stuff, and I've been a big fan of his aesthetic ever since then. I say aesthetic because it's not just composition. It's about collaboration. It's about his own studio and the sound. I remember seeing these, you would open up the albums and you would see photos of an underground studio, and you would hear the sound of the string orchestra, for example, with incredible reverberation. And it was clear to me that this was more than just about notes on a page. So in the summer of 2018, it was one of my trips to Poland, I finally had the opportunity to meet Preisner and have dinner with him. He, in fact, took us to an underground bar right in the center square of Krakow, where he said he used to have his cabaret. In fact, in this underground bar, there was a mural, and the mural had pictures of other people who used to do cabarets there, including Krzysztof Penderecki. But Preisner took us even further into the sort of fire trap of a club and played some piano and told us of stories of what it used to be like in Poland in the 1970s and 80s, and how much things have changed, how much the music industry has changed, how much that has affected creativity. This led to a correspondence that we had for a while, which then led to him talking about this solo piano album called Twilight. In this conversation, you'll hear him talk about some of his motivations for it. Part of those motivations were that at 63 years old, he feels that he's in the twilight of his artistic life, in his career, what have you. A lot of these pieces of which are tremendously personal, intimate, represent where he's at right now as an artist. My discussion with the great Polish composer Zbigniew Preisner. It's your first solo piano album since 10 Easy Pieces for Solo Piano in the year 2000.
You know, in the middle of 90s, I recorded music for Louis Malle, Damaged was the movie. And I met, you know, Tomasz Stańko, who is the great Polish trumpet player. And it was by accident completely because, you know, I was looking for a good pianist. And he recommended to me young pianist Leszek Możdżel. We worked together, you know, a few years, recorded the music for film. Then I decided to compose, you know, the 10 easy pieces for piano, who finally was not very easy. You know, because I know that he would perform in perfectly. You know, the album was a success. We had a lot of concerts. You know, then later, coincidentally, you know, the same guy, Tomasz Stańko, he recommended me Dominik Wania. This is really also fantastic pianist, of course, younger than, you know, the Leszek Możdżel, and, you know, great person. It was, you know, the same story almost. I record with him music for film, albums, we played concert, and I decided, finally, we talked together, I told him, you know, maybe I will compose, you know, something for you, and he told me, yeah, it would be a pleasure. Then I composed, in this time, 9 pieces, you know. And what is nice, you know, the both pianists, you know, he's the graduate from classic piano school. but more interested in jazz. It was fantastic, you know, because, you know, it's more free. The people, you know, okay, play perfectly score, but at the same time, you know, he improvises, who is not, you know, very often with really classical musicians.
Right.
And I wanted to, you know, to see the two, you know, great pianists interpreting my music, you know. Of course, there is something different between both, because the first album with Mosder has more improvisation. Dominic was closer to my score, you know. This is how, you know, how I made this album.
They printed the music for 10 easy pieces, mm-hmm. and I'm a very bad pianist, and I sat down and I said, these are not easy pieces at all.
I know, because, you know, I give the score for any Dutch pianist player. What is his name?
Juren van Veen.
Yeah, van Veen, you know, and okay, he followed notes, you know, and he, okay, that was good, but it's not, you know, the same tension, you know, because, okay, you know, he played really, really score. Leszek, you know, he was completely free. The same with Dominik Vanya, they both are completely free. Okay, give it him the note really very precisely, very precise, you know, but, you know, of course, if you have, you know, fantastic pianist player, you know, you must give him freedom.
Well, that was one of my questions. I mean, the enterprise of being a film composer is one, just as much as you are composing the music, you're also producing the music and getting the sound, the recorded sound, the performance that you want. And so the recording is a definitive idea of what the music should be about.
Yeah, you know, of course, you're right, you know. You know, I tell you something. All the recording session, for example, with orchestra, you know, and finally orchestra, it's almost impossible to improvise, you know. The orchestra is, you know, you must give him the score and really restrict, you know, he played the, you know, note by note. Okay, of course, you can interpret it, you know, you can tell him, you know, okay, not like this, not like this. But always I try, you know, to make a mixture between classical orchestra and, you know, fantastic soloist, you know, who play, of course, the score, but at the same time, you can give it him more freedom, you know, because the same note on the piano, playing by, I don't know, a classical pianist or by me myself, and playing by good pianist, there's like two completely different music. You know, for composer, there's always discussion. Who is where the composer work finished? If you may have the score or if you made recording session. I think for me, okay, for film is different story. You need recording session. But even for classical composer, I think the very, very important is, you know, recording session. because this is your interpretation of your music. You have you control everything. You know, with me, because I am completely crazy about sound, you know, I'm completely crazy. I have analog studio, you know, with new disc, you know, many, many lexicons, you know, the reverb, because I know, you know, what kind of space I need, what kind of space I would like to produce.
The specific sound, your sound of your recordings is a very specific signature of yours, the sound of your own studio. You can draw a direct line from that to this, of course, the sound from Requiem for My Friend to even these solo piano albums. There's, I think of 10 Easy Pieces, the first chord that you hear. This is a major chord, which is, it's a major chord, but it's got that, it's infused, it possesses that very specific feeling that you have when listening to any of your music. You're responsible for almost every single sound on your recordings.
Yeah, you know, that's true, because I think if you lose control, you know, during recording session, you know, I never imagined it, you know, for example, that I would be out, you know, I would be not in the recording session, you know, that would be completely impossible, you know. And I tell you something, why even I create the sound, you know, like, is, you know, for my film music and also for my album, not for film music. Because for film, for example, if you finally mix this music in different space, you have never ever problem, you know, the between dialogue, effects and music. Because the music is in the completely different, you know, different space. It's like, you know, deeper, but at the same time, very, very, let's say, presented. And this is the reason when I, or of course, when I compose for film, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm very care about dialogue, effects, etc. But really, for me, the sound is really, really important. You know, when I was young, I was listening to Pink Floyd albums. There was, you know, 1974, the Dark Side of the Moon. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic space. You know, there was no time like today, you know, there was the nice, the, you know, new disc, etc. There was very, very poor, you know, console disc. But really the space he created, fantastic. And, you know, and there was probably for me the best example. But then when I started my career, you know, even for, you know, for Decalogue, the important was nothing. Was one very poor reverb, even I don't remember name, was only one poor reverb, but I know how using this reverb, you know. On the beginning, all the, you know, the sound engineer told me, no, too much reverb, you know, too much sound. I mean, I said, no, this is my creation, this is my language.
When I first met you, you said that you're not a classical composer. You're not a Penderecki, and you're not. But now I see this series. I lived in France in 1997, 98, and this was the time when Requiem for My Friend came out. I was so excited for that. And then in 2000, 10 Easy Pieces for Piano. And I was very excited at this idea of discovering your music away from film. And now we see these projects of not only Requiem for My Friend, but then Silent Night and Dreams, very recently Diaries of Hope and Our World, and you have you've released your theater pieces like Danse Macabre and the 2016 Dokat. When I met you, you were very clear. You say, I'm a film composer. I love composing for film. But now you've done all these projects that are away from film. Was it about a discovery of your own language? What were they all about for you?
You know, that's true. You know, mostly, you know, of course, I am a music composer. But, you know, sometimes I compose, let's say, non-film music. You know, that's happened only when I have something and I would like something to say, you know, something important for me. And for example, Requiem, you know, was composed when Krzysztof Kieślowski, the film director, passed away. You know, it was very, very sad for me this day. Science, Night and Dreams, I composed especially for Teresa Salguero. You know, this is the singer from Portuguese group Madredeus. It was based on the Book of Job. But for example, the next one, Diaries of Hope, who is dedicated to child victims of Holocaust, and, you know, is sung by Lisa Gerard. There's also, you know, this story. I remember I was in Jerusalem with Krzysztof Kieślowski in 1994, I think. And we visited, you know, this this museum dedicated to child. And I remember how huge impression, you know, stay with me. Then, you know, okay, you know, almost 20 years later, I compose, you know, this music, There Is of Hope, you know. You know, I compose, you know, also, you know, the big concert, like, you know, what you mentioned, Where to Now. This is good because the Where to Now, this is really for me, and I think for many, many people in the world, you know, the good question, Where to Now. Because if you have a really very small production, but if you know what you want to tell, that it's possible to do, you know, it's possible to invest your own money. Okay, maybe you will never cover, you know, cost of recording, but because it's my studio, is for me is little bit easier. But, you know, it's Where to Now, you know, is for me is very, very difficult. I think that the first time in our life, you know, the technology is ahead to all the rights, you know, the legal rights, you know, the everything. This for me is only this problem.
I mean, I'm not 100 years old. I'm 40 years old. But I remember with great affection, before the internet, I would go look for a long-lost famous Dutch composer named Vanden Boudenmeyer. And I couldn't find him. You know, he wasn't in any of the books. But Vanden Boudenmeyer probably made more money than very popular composers now.
Well, probably you're right, yeah. You know, after 10, 15 years, you know, I will be for sure not here, you know. For me, what will happen after 10, 15 years, you know, I don't care.
One other thing that I wanted to ask you about was the titles on Twilight, Time Machine or To Lose a Friend.
Those titles are, you know, related to the situation and place that are close to me, you know. For example, Wintertime, this is, you know, it's the small village in Morgen. This is, you know, in Switzerland. You know, and finally, this music is dedicated to Morgen. Because, you know, we spent together with Kieślowski and Piesewicz, you know, as you know, we are skiing every year. Every year, you know, there was for me is something, you know, my memory stay until end of my life. You know, for example, to lost my friend, this is dedicated to, you know, Anna Shawapak. She was the singer in my cabaret. You know, I worked with her 40 years, and 2 years ago, you know, she passed away. Yenami, there's this small village in Rhodos. You know, 2 years ago, I bought the house, you know, and, you know, I like very much, you know, the Greek people. I have many Greek friends, you know, and you know, and I feel very, you know, very great. This is the title. You know, the Twilight, even the title is Twilight. You know, I am 62 years old. Maybe this is my last word. Maybe, you know, if you are old, you know, then, you know, you are thinking always about your past. The Twilight is, for me, is very personal album. Very personal, you know, just like myself, like myself.
Twilight is such a beautiful album. I can tell it's very personal and very intimate. And of course, none of us knows what the future is, but I truly hope that you have many more years of creating music like this. And to that end, what, you know, after this, I know you have another project with Lisa Gerard. What other pieces are you thinking about composing?
I will compose music for the movie Fernando Trueba. He's now on the location in Colombia, I think, you know, and probably in this springtime, I must compose music. I like him very much, you know, he's my great friend, you know, the last our movie, there was the Queen of Spain, you know, with Penelope Cruz. And yesterday, I had a fantastic conversation with Stefan Ruzowicki. But, you know, maybe we talk about my own project, I have no idea now, completely no idea. You know, my dream was always compose an opera. I think my last word must be Cassandra. I am like Cassandra, you know. Kieślowski said, the people are, you know, was born optimistic and pessimistic. And I was born like pessimistic, you know. Then the Cassandra with Lisa Gerard, because, you know, her language is, you know, there's no language, it's her private language.
I'll leave it with this. You were instrumental and very important for me when I discovered your music with not only La Double Vie de Véronique, Les Trois Couleurs, of course, things like Decalogue and American films like When a Man Loves a Woman. There was such an important musical language for me to discover at a very important, impressionable age. And I'm so happy and honored that we got to work together on Twilight, which will be released on March 15th on Supertrain Records and in Poland on Universal. I thank you for your time. You've been one of my great musical heroes, and I couldn't be more appreciative. Je te remercie, mon gars.
Merci beaucoup. Je suis très heureux. Okay, thank you very much. Very nice word about my music. And I hope the Twilight will be important for even, you know, for a few audiences.